Tomorrow is Municipal Election Day in Haines and Skagway. Skagway has a last-minute write-in candidate for Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Skagway Borough Assembly incumbent Spencer Morgan has filed last minute as a write-in candidate to retain his seat. Morgan says he chose to add his name to the running because of the many important decisions the Assembly faces in the near future. Morgan's spot on the Assembly is one of two opening this year, but Morgan did not initially file for re-election. He says at first he felt it was too much of a time commitment, but after discussions with his family, especially his 9-year-old daughter, Morgan changed his mind.
Yeah, she encouraged me to do what I felt was right, so I opted to put my name back out there.
Morgan turned in paperwork to run as a write-in candidate just before the deadline Friday evening. He says Tuesday's election is extremely important because of the pending issue of Skagway's port development and the list of upcoming capital projects.
We really have our backs against the wall with the port. The clock is really ticking on that. That, to me, that was something that was really important.
Skagway came to an impasse with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad when voters rejected a Tidelands lease extension last year. White Pass controls areas of the port the municipality needs to access for renovations. State funding for the work is set to expire in about 8 months. Morgan thinks the Assembly's decision to hire an independent port consultant to move things along is the right next step.
I think a third party stepping in, helping to facilitate negotiations so that we can resolve the financial issue with money that we've got sitting on a table for projects.
The three Assembly candidates whose names will appear on the ballot agree that ending the stalemate over the waterfront is the most important task facing Skagway. They include Morgan's fellow incumbent, Tim Cochran, and challengers Orion Hansen and David Brenna. Morgan is a small business owner and White Pass engineer who has lived in Skagway for about 20 years. He's finishing up his first 3-year term on the Assembly. Another reason he wants to stay on is to see the Recreation Center expansion project through. Morgan has served as Assembly liaison to the committee working on that effort. It has grown to include not just an expanded rec center, but an aquatic wellness center with a swimming pool. Morgan says he supports aspects of the expansion. He thinks it should be divided into what is needed and what is wanted.
You have a weight room where you can only have 2 or 3 people in there before it actually becomes somewhat dangerous because there's too many people. So that's why the project was broken up into two parts. The rec center portion of it is a need that we've got to attack. As far as the want goes, I think everybody would agree that the pool, is, in my opinion, is a want.
A different capital project is in the spotlight this election. Residents will vote on a $6 million bond for a proposed senior center and housing facility. Morgan says the community needs a senior center, but like the other Assembly candidates, he's concerned about the municipality's level of bond debt. If the $6 million bond goes through, the town's debt level will rise to about $30 million.
You can't really go too much past that $30 million mark without it really affecting the community, and you essentially have to start figuring out a way to start raising revenue on the city end, which ultimately comes down to raising taxes.
Morgan says he's not a fan of raising taxes, but if it's the best way to pay for a project, he'll support it. He thinks a property tax hike would be the best way to pay for the senior center bond debt, as opposed to a sales tax. Morgan knows a last-minute write-in campaign doesn't give him a great chance at winning one of the two open Assembly seats, but he says he's realized it's too important an election to sit out. Skagway residents will also vote for 2 open seats on the school board. Incumbents Darren Belial and Mark Smith are running, along with newcomer Jamie Bricker. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday at Skagway City Hall. For more election coverage, including interviews with the other Assembly candidates, visit khns.org. In Haines, there are six candidates for two open seats on the borough assembly. The crowded field includes Ryan Cook, Leonard Dubber, Judy Erickson, Diana Lapham, Heather Lendy, and Tom Morfitt. Each seat holds a three-year term. Lapham is the only incumbent running for re-election. Voters will also decide on two open school board seats. Lisa Schwartz and Sarah Swinton are incumbents running to retain their positions. Polls will be open Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at two locations. Voters in Haines Precinct Number 1 will cast ballots at the Chilcat Center. The Precinct Number 2 polling station is the Clahini Valley Fire Department on Mosquito Lake Road. As Skagway voters head to the polls tomorrow, they'll decide the fate of a $6 million bond to fund a municipality-owned senior center and housing facility. The senior center has been in the works for years. In order to fund the project, Skagway residents might see their property taxes increase. In February of 2015, a group of older Skagway residents gathered at the Presbyterian Church for senior lunch. They talked about a project they'd been brainstorming for a while, a senior center, although some weren't so sure about the word senior.
We don't want it to be called a senior center. We want it to be a community center.
I'm calling it the Geezers. Right now, the Geezers, Sam, when we get a place, it'll be, for me, it'll be the Geezers Palace.
So Geezers is better than seniors?
Oh, absolutely.
That was Ginny Cochran and Nola Lampkin. A year and a half later, what Lampkin calls the Geezer Palace has dozens of documents backing it up. The Senior Center project was selected for Foraker Group pre-development planning that included a market analysis, financial feasibility study, and architectural renderings. A needs assessment pointed out that Skagway, like the rest of Alaska, has a rapidly aging population. Michael Baish is the Senior Ad Hoc Committee Chair.
But unlike any other similar town in Alaska, we have no senior center, no permanent senior center, and no affordable senior housing.
Right now, Skagway seniors bounce around town to receive the limited services that are available. Senior lunches are provided at a church. In the winter, a daycare center serves as a temporary gathering place. With studies and assessments complete, the senior committee approached the assembly early this year to ask for funding. Now, about 8 months later, the assembly has proposed a way to pay for the project, a $6 million bond. The tentative plan is to pay for the bond debt with mill rate increases. Borough staff say the bond would necessitate an increase of about 1.2 mills across service areas. That means, for example, a resident in Service Area 2 with $250,000 worth of property would pay about $250 more each year in taxes. Members of the senior committee plan to apply for grants to lower some of the expense to the city. But before they can apply for grants, they need to show that they have most of the funding secured. That's where the bond comes in.
They want to know it's going to get built before they're going to commit money to it.
Baish says the project has already gained approval to apply for what's called a Greater Opportunities for Affordable Living grant with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. That grant is an example of why the committee decided to incorporate housing into the Senior Center project. The seven apartments will make the project eligible for more grants than would be available for a standalone senior center. In its current design, the facility at 11th and Broadway would be two stories and about 10,400 square feet. It would include a kitchen, dining area, manager's office, and seven apartments. As for who will get to live in the apartments, details are vague at this stage. Baish says the plan is to form a board to make those decisions. Baish emphasizes the facility won't just be a senior center, but a community center. He imagines the kind of activities that will happen there on a day-to-day basis.
A lot of knitting. A lot of internetting, of course. Jigsaw puzzles. And basically a lot of conversation and a lot of people telling their stories.
At the polls on Tuesday, Skagway voters will decide whether a $6 million bond is the best way to make the so-called Geezer Palace, officially titled the Skagway Activity Center and Senior Housing Project, come to life. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. And tune in to KHNS tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. for live election results.